Here's how fast the federal government is borrowing piles of money. When the national debt hit $33 trillion in mid-September, the current National Football League season was already 2 weeks old. Yes, the same season that is going to conclude this weekend had already begun when we hit $33 trillion in debt. And now this week, we've learned from the Treasury Department that we've hit $34 trillion in national debt. America has borrowed $1 trillion in less time than it took to play a football season. Hi, folks. I'm Eric Bain with Reason Magazine. Thanks for joining us on this edition of American Radio Journal. It's no secret to anyone, certainly not anyone who listens to this program regularly, that the federal government is borrowing money at a mind-spinning rate. And you know what? You can't blame it on the COVID-19 pandemic anymore because, as we'll get into, a lot of what's happening here has to do with federal spending that isn't the one-time emergency stuff that we dealt with during the pandemic. And you don't have to be a fan of sports to know that football season in America isn't particularly long. We're not even up to the playoffs yet. Teams only play 17 games over the span of 18 weeks. And the final games of the season are scheduled to be played this weekend. Teams still jockeying for playoff position. But that's a few days after the national debt officially surpassed this new threshold, $34 trillion, according to an announcement made Wednesday by the Treasury Department. And looking ahead, the debt is going to continue to skyrocket. In fact, as of right now, the Treasury Department expects to borrow another $1 trillion between now and the end of March. By March Madness, we will have hit $35 trillion in national debt. And this obviously should be a massive warning sign to anyone who cares about the future of the country because the economy is very much at stake here. Indeed, it's astounding to me how quickly the federal government has been piling up the debt in recent years. But equally remarkable is how much sooner we've hit some of these thresholds than where we thought we'd be 4 or 5 years ago before the COVID-19 pandemic. If you go back and look at the January 2020 Congressional Budget Office report, the projections and forecasts that the CBO puts out, it expected that the federal government would indeed eventually have $34 trillion in debt, but that point wouldn't arrive until 2029. That was what the expectations were before the pandemic. Now, since then, the debt has grown, obviously, much faster because of the unprecedented levels of fiscal stimulus that were unleashed during the pandemic, and because baseline federal spending has failed to return to pre-pandemic levels over the last year or two. In the fiscal year that ended in September, the federal government spent over $6 trillion, $6.1 trillion, if we're being precise. That's up from $4.4 trillion in fiscal year 2019, the last year before the pandemic upended everything. We went from $4.4 trillion to $6.1 trillion, and that's the baseline federal budget number. That doesn't include the emergency one-time pandemic spending. That's just what the government spends year over year. Now, federal revenue, the tax money, all of that has gone up as well. We collected about $3.5 trillion in taxes in 2019, and it was $4.4 trillion last year. So that's seen a bit of an increase as well. But those increases clearly have not been large enough to keep up with the surge in new spending. In that same January 2020 CBO report, federal spending was expected to hit about $5.3 trillion by this year. That's where we thought we'd be before the pandemic and before Biden was elected. The federal government is now running over $6 trillion a year, about $800 billion ahead of the pace that we thought we'd be on just 4 years ago. And so naturally, the budget deficits are bigger because we're spending more money and the national debt is growing at a faster rate. In fact, it's growing at a shockingly fast rate. Just 4 months, less than 4 months is all it took to borrow the past $1 trillion. Here's one more way to think about these numbers. Before the pandemic, we'd run $1 trillion deficits in this country just 4 times, all of them under Barack Obama and all of them in the immediate aftermath of the financial crisis in the late 2000s. We've now run a $1 trillion deficit in just 4 months. Now, in some ways, it seemed like 2023 was the start of a political reckoning with the government's addiction to borrowing. In August, Fitch cut the government's credit rating, and Moody's warned in November that it might soon do the same. Against that backdrop, Congress navigated a debt ceiling increase that placed some significant new limits on future discretionary spending. That's despite the fact that it's really mandatory spending on things like Social Security and Medicare that are actually driving the long-term budget problems. But now the debt is going to be probably an even bigger story this year because we've got this nasty feedback loop where higher interest rates are making borrowing more expensive. And that means the federal government will have to borrow more money in the future to afford payments on the money that it already borrowed and spent in the past. The Peterson Foundation estimates that the government spends about $2 billion a day just servicing the cost of existing debt, just paying for the money we already borrowed. And that number, of course, will only go up as the debt continues to increase. Until lawmakers make some serious changes to fiscal policy, expect these announcements to keep coming with greater frequency, at least for a little while, because according to some economists at the University of Pennsylvania, the United States only has about 20 years left until no amount of future tax increases or spending cuts will be able to avoid a government default on the debt. One of the things that makes professional football, that makes the NFL so compelling to me and to millions of other Americans, is the sense of urgency that comes with each week, with each new game. There are so few games on the schedule, so each one is seemingly the most important of the year, and even a single loss early in the season can have a significant impact on a team's long-term aspirations. So here's what I hope Congress will learn from all of this. I hope Congress will embrace some of that sense of urgency when it comes to the country's fiscal status, because this is a game that no one should want to lose. It's a game that we cannot afford to lose. Congress has to cut spending now before the national debt sacks the American economy. For Reason Magazine, I'm Eric Bam. You can check out more of our coverage of this important topic and everything else going on around the country this week at Reason.com, and catch me right back here next week on another edition of American Radio Journal.